Welcome to the Ryan Out Loud podcast, where this season is proudly brought to you in collaboration with True Tea Pittsburgh. True Tea Pittsburgh is dedicated to celebrating queer people of color through the vibrant realms of creative arts and entertainment, social activism, and impactful sharing of meaningful life resources. Join us on a journey of empowering stories, diverse perspectives, and the intersection of art and advocacy. This is a space where voices are amplified and narratives are embraced. Welcome to a season filled with authenticity, brought to you by True Tea Pittsburgh.
Ladies and gentlemen, beautiful people, gays and days, welcome to another episode of Ryan Out Loud. You know, I'm here in Pittsburgh, and I have a very special guest making his Ryan Out Loud debut, Miguel Ramon. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming on to the show. First of all, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I can't complain. It's the weather's weird, but it's not snowing here in Pittsburgh, because we are both, this is an in-person interview, FYI, you know, I do a lot of Zoom interviews, so it's always an extra pleasure to do in-person interviews, and I'm glad we're here. So yes, but the weather in Pittsburgh is weird, and I won't complain, long as it's not the S word, I'm not going to complain. So just really quick, we're going to jump into it. You are the founder, the owner, creator of Misunderstood. Stood, correct?
Yes.
I know it's spelled differently, which I love. I love when things are, you know, it's misunderstood, but you spelled it differently, yes. Which I love. Just tell the Ryan Out Loud listeners who you are and what city you're. Well, they know we're in Pittsburgh. But just let the listeners know
Pittsburgh
who you are.
Stand up.
Yeah, that's come on, 412.
But I'm a stylist, designer, all the above,
creative. So, I'm just going to jump right into it. I have, you know, Ryan Out Loud is a music podcast, but also, I try to support all things black, queer, creative, especially here in our city, because it's difficult promoting and putting together your own anything, whether it's an album release, a showcase, whatever. It's just difficult in the city, and I want to figure out how can we do that. How can we break the mold? I know clicks and everything are involved, but you know, we got to be supportive of our own. So we met randomly. Actually, now that I think about it, we met randomly like last year. I wasn't even supposed to go to that event, and I met a couple of my friends there. It was at the greenhouse in Hazelwood, down in Hazel Green or whatever.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And I met you, and you were like, hey, you know, we're like podcast. Yeah. You said, I'm a stylist, I have a brand, da 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 da. Then yeah. I think your first fashion show was either before that or after that.
Yes, it was last year in January.
Okay, so it was after that, and I knew a lot of, I was supposed to go. I was supposed to come just to show face and support. And we didn't even know who each other I didn't know you at the time. And I was going to come to your event because I knew some people that were, I think I knew a friend of mine, he walked in your show last year. Ebony Kai. Yeah. Yes. So I was going to come and support, but I wasn't able to make it. But then when I met you and we followed each other, I put two and two together. Like, that is crazy, which is amazing. I told you we're going off topic here on Ryan and Lounge. So
I should be walking in this one too.
Okay. So I'll see him there. So not fun fact, you're going to hear us talk about it later. Miguel is putting together his second fashion show under your brand, Misunderstood. It's called Misunderstood in Bloom. And again, we're going to talk about it later on more in detail, but yours truly is hosting it. I'm excited. There's a performance by Manny DiBiase, Pittsburgh's own, Ryan Out Loud family. Like, it's going to be crazy. I'm excited to be a part of it. But again, we're going to talk about that in a second. But I know you're a fashion designer, business owner, stylist, creative in general. But what is some of your musical influences, and how much of Misunderstood or fashion in general is influenced by you, but is influenced by music overall?
say with this fashion show in particular, mm-hmm. it is very playful. Mm-hmm. Whereas last time it was very like alternative.
Okay.
I want to step into new, be more playful, more joyful with my designs and just my personality and everything in general now.
So now that you're in this new, so last year you said it was a little bit edgier, right? Mm-hmm. What did you listen to then that was kind of like get you in that mood? What was an album or an artist or just in general?
I don't know about last year.
What about this year? Let's focus on this year. Yeah. Let's focus on this year.
What is her name? I think her name's like Armani.
Okay.
That's her name.
I think I know who you look. We're pulling it up in real time. She got a song with Destin Conrad? No. Am I thinking of the, oh, that's Amaria.
Amare?
Oh, yes. Okay. I had the name. Excuse me. My name is all mixed up. Yes. Okay. That's who you're influenced. That's who's the inspiration for this season mm-hmm. of Misunderstood in Bloom. Okay.
Pharrell.
Okay. Okay. What song? Or is it a song he's featured on or something he's produced?
It's always something he produces. Mm-hmm. He always knows how to just...
I think one of my favorites from a production-wise... Oh, my God. It's on B-Day. Greenlight? He did Greenlight. I'm pretty sure he did Greenlight. I think he did Greenlight. I'm sorry.
I don't know the details. I will see.
That's why you fashion. I'm music. I got you on the music, but I feel like he did. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna look for that answer, and then you'll hear me pop up with that because I'm pretty sure that's my favorite right now. But okay, let's talk. Let's go into it. Let's talk about. I would like to know about the origin background. First of all, how old are you?
Miguel? I'm 22.
Wow, 22. You own your own business. Your designer, accomplished designer, stylist, all of that above at 22. Yeah. When did you know? Like, when was that? How did we get to this point? At 22, you're the owner of Misunderstood, putting on your second fashion show. Like, that's big. And you should be very proud. I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry. But you should be very, very, very proud of yourself. That's amazing.
Thank you. Because I don't really be looking at it like that, but...
You should be proud of yourself.
But it started in middle school.
Okay.
I wore the uniforms. My mom would not buy your shorts. So I cut my pants and sewed them up ever since then.
It's been up. You were self-taught?
Yep.
Wow. I don't know. Have you ever watched that show, Raven? Okay. Wow. You have.
Yes and no.
Okay. Like, but do you know the episode with the school? It's just like, understood. You're young. I know. I'm telling my age. There's an episode that she did when they got conned into wearing school uniforms. Okay, so there was a film. You should watch that episode. It's funny to me because I'm of that age group that thought things like that was funny. And she's a fashion designer, aspiring fashion designer, and she actually deconstruct her whole uniform.
I think rebel against it.
You might. I don't know. Well. You gotta watch that story, man. Like, it's a cultural classic.
I know.
It's okay.
It's like I know it. Understood. Watched it, but it just didn't like
stick. Pop up. Okay, I understand. I'll let that slide. I'll let you slide on that. Okay, so what we're understanding is Miguel, you did not watch That's So Raven.
That's fine.
That's fine. Okay.
That's fine.
Listeners. I don't know. Get him. No,
just
I'm,
chill on me. Just
no,
chill.
No, not too much. Not too much. He's 22.
I'm young.
Yeah, he's young. He's young. We gotta. So, what was the? How did this sitting down with? How did the birth of Misunderstood come about? Did you have? What was maybe potential names? When did you know? Because you're young. You're 22. Like Misunderstood was it? That is the brand.
Wow. Everything started from me just making clothes for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then people were just like asking for me to make them clothes.
You so put that shit on.
I start making other people clothes, and I'm like, okay, actually want to do this. So I start picking names, and then I just haven't seen nothing with Misunderstood.
Especially the way you spell it. Like, it's crazy dope.
And I was definitely looking in, like bigger names. Yeah. Like Misguided, okay. Forever 21. Like, just something that's
simple
but kind of commercial. So
that can flow easy. Yeah. Like you say, I'm going to H&M. Or, for, like you said, Forever 21. Mm-hmm. And people will be able to say, I'm going to shop Misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Period. One thing about Ryan, I like, we're going to speak things into existence.
Exactly.
Speak that. I feel like when you put out in it, you put that energy out, it'll come back 10 times bigger than what you expected. Okay, so I like that little origin story. I like that pick peep artists, creatives' minds about what started. Just wanted to make stuff for yourself. What's hard, like, what's the time consuming? Like, say if I let you know today, okay, I want something. How should people get in touch with you about getting something designed?
As of right now, DM.
Okay.
Website coming soon.
Okay.
But also, I am moving more out of customs, so catch me while you can.
Okay.
But yeah, as of DMs right now.
Okay.
You say how fast?
Yeah, like what's
I will always say 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
I can work faster.
Okay. Okay. I was
just wondering, to give me time if anything comes up.
Right. Because in addition to you being, you work full time as well?
Yes.
Stressful. Yes. Yeah. It's like when you want to put your 100% into your brand. But you are. At the same time, you are, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's just time consuming. Yeah, actually, random question. Would it, because you work full time, you run a business, what does self care look like for you? How do you just tap out?
Laying down with something big back and watching a movie.
What's your big back snack to go to?
I don't know. It's whatever's in the fridge.
Comfort food, right? You're out of the way. Just no design.
It's just what I would say. I would definitely say, like, oh my God, I just sound like a kid. Like chicken tenders.
That's okay. I was just talking to my friend about
cheese fries, to be exact.
Cheese fries. You like Raising? I keep wanting to say Raising Canaan. That's the show. Raising Canes.
I only had it once.
I didn't like it. It wasn't. That's the same way I was like. Yeah. Anyways, I thought it was a fried chicken place, so I was highly disappointed. And I was in Ohio a couple years ago. I'm like, let's try this.
Yeah, I think chicken in Ohio too.
Yeah, I'm like, got me all wrong. But okay, that's dope. A self care day, because like, that's important. As a myself, as a, I work full time as well. I host not one but two podcasts. Wear many hats, host events. You got to find time for yourself. Like, that's why, like, Sundays are always, everything's on do not disturb. I'm watching my comfort show with a big back snack as well. I'm gonna use that from now. Like, I need a big back snack. That's
big backs 2024.
All 2024. Actually, no. I need to get in the gym. But I like that. I'm gonna implement that. But yeah, self care day, you gotta just completely remove yourself sometimes and just focus on yourself. So that was random, but I was curious because
I don't even know if it's really focusing on myself.
Because you're always thinking about your next design or your...
That, and I don't know. I'm always on Instagram scrolling. Or TikTok.
TikTok? Listen, my favorite part of the day is at the end of the day when you jump in bed, rub your feet together, phone charging.
About to make a fire.
Okay. Oscar Pratt. you might not know that reference. But, you know, just scrolling TikTok. I'm always looking up. Like, for me, on my end, it's always like, who's black and queer independent artists, you know, searching, researching, or just random ass videos just to take my mind off of the day, you know? So that's self-care in itself. Back on track. I told y'all we can get off track on Ryan Out Loud, but this is my show. I do what I want. So actually, this is funny. I wanted to ask this question. What advice would you give to someone who feels as if they lack fashion sense? What advice would you give those? And I say, like, myself. Like, I put what's comfortable. I put on what's comfortable to me. And then there's people like you Griffin, shout out to Griffin. Griffin's been on Ryan Out Loud, Shop Unstable.
Yeah.
Shout out to Griffin. Yes. Trying to think of she, like people that just put y'all put that shit on, and I feel like so. Then there's me. I host a podcast. I'm usually in the behind the scene, but with a headset on with the mic. But now I'm hosting events, and I'm becoming a public figure. And sometimes I'm like, okay, you know. I just keep what's comfortable with, you know, I wear what's comfortable. What advice would you give to those?
All that matters. For real. Okay. As long as you feel good and you feel comfortable about what you're wearing, mm-hmm. then that's what it is.
So I'd be like, I hype myself up. I'm like, I look the fuck good and do. But, you know, when it comes to fashion, I'm like, damn.
I would say try something that you wouldn't do or wear something. If you wouldn't. So if you like something. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't naturally go for it, I would say put that on.
Okay. Y'all hear that?
Usually, or like the things, like I always put like the things I don't wear with something that I do like to wear together. And that's when it was just like, okay, it'll start
to make sense.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, and shouldn't, actually, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, misunderstood. You're not trying to be understood.
Exactly.
And when it comes to your fashion, like that's mm-hmm. not fashion, but it makes sense. You understand it.
What's misunderstood will be understood.
That part. Look, that should be the episode title, actually.
Period.
point blank. We end the episode right here. No. I love that. Because I'm in my head a lot when I'm like, I get book events and I'm like excited. Then I'm like, wait, I need to find something to wear. And I can't afford a stylist yet. You know, I'm gonna be honest. I mean, I probably could. But. You know,
you can always look. You don't necessarily need a stylist.
Okay. Actually, randomly, let's talk about that real quick. The styling part of your mini titles. What would you tell listeners? Like people, I feel like a lot of stylists, especially in this city as well. You guys are worth every fucking penny. Okay. And sometimes I've heard stories or, you know, people that's like, they didn't, you know, I'm waiting on my invoice or I didn't get paid or they want to pay cheap. Mm-hmm. You know, like I get it. Everybody's on a budget. Okay. But come on. You want me to have you looking like you rocking a runway?
That part.
But you got a afterpay budget. No shade to afterpay at all. But is it frustrating sometimes?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating because it's like not only or you putting all the work in, mm-hmm. it's just like, you could be doing this, really, but you're coming to me or you're going to a stylist to mm-hmm. do it. Why wouldn't you not want to pay them?
Is that your least favorite thing to do? I've heard people say like that are fashion designers. Like,
no, that's not my least favorite. Okay. My least favorite is you ask me to style you and then you don't like what I'm styling you in. It's after I take my notes of what you like and everything, mm-hmm. and you tell me you want to try new things or do this or do that, and I give you that, and you say, no, I'm not going to wear that. So I'm like, okay.
So how did... Actually, now I have another question. That would piss me off, yeah, because why are you wasting my time? So how does that work, okay? An artist, say I'm reaching out to you to style me for an event, right? You need a down payment. Like, you know, like to pull... Mm-hmm. You pull looks virtually, like digitally, like off, like not Pinterest, but online or however, do they pay you a down payment? Would I pay you a down payment to get that going? Like, how does your process go?
Well, for me, I don't know about everybody else. I will do like a deposit and then I'll go off of your budget for like whatever clothes you want or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then okay. I'll source that, whatever look, whatever.
Okay. That's interesting. Huh? Good to know. Future reference, because I know I'm going to need. I have a couple events coming up and I'm going to need a stylist, so we'll talk about that off record. Okay, so let's talk about the reason why you're here. You are putting together, this is your second
personal fashion.
Say
fashion
that again. Show.
It's my second personal.
Okay, your second personal fashion show. Your brand, and it's Misunderstood
yeah.
in Bloom on March 30th.
Yeah.
my date's correct.
Yep, March 30th.
And
5 to 9
period. And we have there's a performance from Pittsburgh's own Manny DiBiase.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, like, Manny's family here, you know. All he has to do is text me and say, I want to come on Ryan Out Loud, talk some shit. Like, pull up, let's do it. And it is hosted by yours truly, me, Ryan Lewis. First of all, thank you.
Of course.
For considering me. And I remember when you mentioned it to me. Like, mm-hmm. I think I would want you to host. Or you asked me, like, would I be interested?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure. And that was probably, like, what, a month or two ago?
Yeah.
Did we see each other? You DM me.
I DM'd you.
Okay, you DM me. Because sometimes I do see people out and I don't be remembering because my brain be other place. But it was DM. Okay, yeah. It was DM. And, you know, I was like, sure. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't hear anything. And it kind of like, when I don't hear, and I say it because people, we are busy creatives.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely need to get better on that.
No, so listen. That's why we're working hard to get the budget so we can have people that can respond.
That part.
We working towards it. We talked about this off record. I can't wait to hire a team. But, you know, and I know creatives get different, you know, go in different avenues and go different ways and, you know, get maybe start over from scratch like I do a lot of things. But you followed up and you know the flyer drop. And I was like, oh, he was serious.
Yes.
And I was like, that just made me even more excited. I, you know, it's my first fashion show hosting. Okay. So I am honored. I just, again, my point of this saying was like, thank you for considering me to host your fashion show, your second annual. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. What is different from last year going into this year, which, you know, like, just give us the details on the highs and lows of planning your own event and being your second one, because this year you wanted to be better. It is going to be better.
That part.
But I say we speak things into existence.
It is
going to
be better.
It's going to be better. Oh, yeah. And this year, as it gets better every year, as you'll keep going. But right now, what was the inspiration? What was the focus? And how was the time consuming?
It's very time consuming. But it was mainly because it started because I wanted to stop wearing black. I always put on black and I want to get out of that. So easy
and simple.
It was like, I want to put on more color. This is the vibe that I'm in. I want to be more playful with fashion, mm-hmm. play with proportions and everything, put things on that I wouldn't usually put on. So that's what it really stemmed from, for the aspect of it being in bloom and a spring themed.
This time you did your first one last year was in the winter,
yeah.
And so, okay, different vibe, whole different scenery. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Well, it was supposed to be in January.
Oh, okay,
but it got pushed back.
Listen, timing is everything.
Everything.
Things happen when it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. And this is. And then, did you have a different title, or was it always in bloom? Because technically, in fashion world,
it was a different title.
Okay.
There wasn't a title. It was just going to be another fashion show.
Okay.
But then when I pushed it back, I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm actually going to go for.
Okay. Because technically, and correct me if I'm wrong, in fashion world, like, they release what, spring and summer in, mm-hmm. like, January, right? Or you're getting that look, you're getting an exclusive look winter. in New York Fashion Week, right? Yeah. Okay. I know a little something. I'm not a fashion gay, but I be knowing a little bit. I pay attention. Okay. So this is my next question. And it's like, you coordinating your second show,
mm-hmm.
your second show personally, and just being a creative in this city. And it can be, it depends. I don't want to sound like because I'm trying to change that scene for us creatives in one way or another, that we can support each other better. I'm a firm believer in one simple share can go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple.
Exactly. It's free.
And that's the
$3.99.
$3.99. Like, it's hard to get people out. And that's major because you put a lot of your money, your time into this. Mm-hmm. So that's major. And I feel like events like yours and other just local events, and these, it's just, we got to do better. And we talk about There's Nothing to Do. Something to Do is a fashion show on March 30th.
Be there.
And don't be lame. Come through. Y'all be talking about something to do.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. There's a DJ. There's going to be a DJ. I'm hosting. Manny's performing. It's going to be a vibe. It's going to be a beautiful
day.
The
models is lit. The models are tea.
The body is body. Period.
Period.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. But how, to answer that question, like, do you get frustrated in the city? Like,
yeah, I'm ready to leave.
Where do you want to go? You're young. Miguel, you're so young and have so much passion and life ahead of you.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to tell myself to wait a little bit, but I am ready to go.
But don't wait too long. Don't be like me. Because yeah. I'm like, I'm at a point, I'm not going to tell my age, but if you listen, you know. I just said that this coming year, this age is like a midpoint for me, and I'm like, I want to do something different. Mm. I left for 6 months when I was your age. Oh, my God. I did my internship at Disney World, and I was down there for 6 months, and that was the only time I was like outside of Pittsburgh, other than like I travel and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like I was born in DC, and so I left there and came up here. You know, like I didn't go nowhere. So my upcoming year of age, I'm not gonna say. I'll talk about it on a later date. Miguel's sitting here making me feel old. Like, I want to do something different. Shake it up a little bit. If it's a year, if it's 6 months, if it's 2 months, 6 months, whatever, a year, might be for life. Who knows? Mm. But I want to do something different. Where would you go?
Right now?
I didn't mean to cut you off, but you give me, L.A. or New York? You thought I was going to say Atlanta.
I was hoping you didn't say Atlanta. No shade to y'all.
I'm screaming.
I used to love Atlanta when I was younger, but
it can be.
No, thank you.
That's it was either Charlotte. It was either going to be Charlotte or Atlanta for me to like relocate just to do something different. And I feel like those are safe places for me because I have family in both of them. Okay. Friends and family are in both of those states. So I'm like, let me go where the family is.
Yeah.
If I fall flat, I might need a couch to sit on. You lay on for for a second. But you give me New York or LA?
Yes, I would rather go to LA, but I feel like New York would be a little easier right now instead of crossing the country.
And the more people you meet that you will meet that will put you in new rooms, bigger rooms, you will get to LA in no time. Yeah. I can see you in LA by age 25.
Because I know definitely a couple people that live in LA.
Oh.
So it's like I could go. I want to visit first because I've never been to LA.
Yes, same.
I mean, I've never been to New York, technically. Like as a fun trip.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Test it out. Yeah, I feel like people jump ship. They're like, let me just leave. Never visited the place in their life. And they're like, then 6 months later, I hate it. Like, it works for some people. But for somebody that's an overthinker like me, I need to go see what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, but I also do a lot of research.
There you go.
So
Google is free. TikTok is free. A lot of people are using TikTok in replace of Google, which
I do,
especially when it comes to recipes. I stay making big bag meals. Look, I'm using that now. So I'm always looking for a recipe. So that is dope. Misunderstood in Bloom on March 30th. And it is hosted by myself. Manny is performing. Manny DiBiase. There will be a DJ, and it's free, y'all. Come and support Miguel, this amazing.
And Monty will be the DJ.
Period. Monty will be the DJ. And it's just going to be a dope event to see unique fashion that is different from anything you will ever see. I'm going to put Miguel, everything Miguel misunderstood will be in the caption of, you know, his link tree, you know, will be in the caption and everything where you can check his stuff out because the page is full of drip.
Thank you.
You really put that shit on. I'll be like, every time when I see you, or even if it's random, or even with like just seeing you on Instagram, I'm like, come on.
Thank you.
Put that shit on. That's
I'm trying to pop my shit more.
Do it. Yeah. Talk your shit. Pop your shit.
Because I definitely chill, but now.
Time to pop out?
Just give me April. April's my month.
April is your month. I support that. I support that. So I just have three more questions for you. Keep it quick. And these are more like, I asked you what advice, but this is another what advice. I have two, one more what advice. What advice would you give to aspiring fashion designers, stylists? What would you tell them to do?
To do it. Don't be scared.
Try it out.
Literally.
Okay.
Right. That's. I feel like that's really it. It's not more of what other people buy. It's about, do you believe in yourself in doing it? Because once you believe in yourself, once you're confident enough to do it, everyone else is going to follow suit too. So it's going to work out. And don't be like everybody else.
Do your own thing. I feel that. Okay. Another question. This is always mine. This is a new question of mine I ask my guest. Right now, at this point in your life, at your young life, 22, a business owner, a creative, doing your working full time, just doing your own thing, what is life teaching you right now? I wish I had a visual. He put the thinking cap on.
It's teaching me a lot. That's a good question for real. I would say to be patient.
Okay.
To not look into the pressure of like social media. Take your time. Mm-hmm. There's a timing for everything. I'll say that's the biggest thing right now.
Okay. My last question to you, and it almost might be the same, but it could be different. You're young. But what advice would you give to your younger self?
To be you. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared.
Okay.
To be more open. To feel more.
That, listen, y'all, this has been another dope episode of Ryan Out Loud. First of all, tell them, Miguel, where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at Miguel Ramon on Instagram, TikTok, and Misunderstood Miguel on Twitter, and Shop Misunderstood on Instagram.
Okay. I'm going to put everything, like I said, I'm going to put everything on the in the link, in the stories when this episode drops. Like, support this young, talented, creative, and again, lastly, his fashion show, Miss
March 30th.
Come through, hosted by me. Get into it. Okay? Y'all remember, Black Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter, and Black Trans Lives Matter. That will never, ever, ever change. If you've been listening to another amazing episode of Ryan Out Loud with Miguel Ramon.
Make some noise. What the fuck?
Hey. It's the first time I was able to use that. Y'all be safe. Protect your energy. Do you. Love you. Put you first.
Love y'all.